You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Wyoming U.S. Senators John Barrasso and Cynthia Lummis have joined 15 of their colleagues in seeking to overturn President Joe Biden's income-driven repayment rule. It's in response to Biden's plan that he introduced last month after the Supreme Court struck down his student loan forgiveness program earlier this year. According to the U.S. Department of Education, it would cut payments on undergraduate loans in half compared to other income-driven repayment plans. It's available to student borrowers with a direct loan in good standing. Barrasso says it allows borrowers to forgo paying back even the principal on their loans at the expense of taxpayers. 2,000 feral horses were removed from the Wind River Reservation this year to help manage the overcapacity population as part of a collaboration between state and local tribal officials. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman reports.
At a legislative meeting in Fort Washakie in July, special counsel to the governor, Kit Wendland, called the feral horse removal efforts a big success. Some reservation residents disagreed. Community member Sybil Thunderhawk said she was concerned about the methods used to gather the horses.
One of my concerns was how dangerous of gathering with an airplane flying low, forcing the horses to run, breaking their legs, biting each other.
Thunderhawk also said she was worried about the high-powered rifles used to get the horses running in areas near occupied homes. She asked that the horses be gathered in a more humane way. Officials often gather wild horses throughout the West because they say they're stressing the landscape and interfering with other wildlife and livestock. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
Everyone is going to have to learn to live with less water. That's the general consensus across the West as drought continues to affect water availability. But each state wants to protect as much of its own water as possible. So Wyoming formed a committee this year to tackle this. Jeff Cowley is with the State Engineer's Office and recently spoke to the committee in Rock Springs about ideas.
Trying to be innovative and try different things instead of doing it the same way we've always done it for 100 years.
This includes the federal government paying ranchers to use less water or creating a program where water users can lease their water rights to another user downstream of them. The committee will discuss these things, then advise the governor and state legislature on how to move forward. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.